Hey, what's going on, Parkway, Grants Pass, Josephine County? This is Pastor Jay, lead pastor at Parkway Christian Center. As you guys have probably seen on our social media, if you guys have been following it, we have been in a 21-day prayer and fasting moment for our community and our church. We just finished night two. Tonight is going to be the last night of our live Prayer for the Valley event in our fellowship hall. Starts at 5 o'clock. We meet for an hour of prayer, and then we have a service at 6. We'd love to have you. 21 days is quite an endeavor. The testimonies and results that we're seeing have been just really cool. And want you guys to be a part of this last night if you can. Today, specifically, we're going to be praying that the church takes its rightful place. We have, as believers and even Americans, have put so much stock and trust into everything else except for the thing that God established on this earth to be the vehicle of change, which is the church. And the church to me isn't just the church that maybe you locally attend, Parkway, or pick the local body. The church is something more bigger and dynamic than that. It's every believer that confesses the name of Jesus. And regardless of what church you attend, I believe it's our time and rightful opportunity to stand up and be the agents of change that God's called us to. And so wherever you sit today, if you would pray for the church to rise above all of the things that we're looking for the answers that are found in the world, whether it's careers, jobs, government, they're always going to leave us wanting for more. But when you drink from the well of Jesus and the church that he establishes, it's going to be an incredible opportunity for us to see the church take its rightful place and be agents of change in this community. Really, the major issues that are hitting our culture, hitting our community, I believe really have to be solved through the church house, not the state house, not the government house. It's funny that the places that have the unlimited resources, you can spend and spend and spend but not get the results. But there are certain things that are only changed through prayer and fasting and believers stepping out in their gifting. The Bible says that we have the authority to bind and loose. And I believe that's what's needed today is we need a church that understands the authority that they can walk in and meet the needs of the people that are around us. Yes, spiritually, yes, physically. It's not an either or, but if we give someone a drink of water, but we don't actually give them the thing that's actually going to quench their spiritual thirst, they're never going to get out of the hole that they're in. And so it's my heart, this pastor trying to do his best to lead a church, to reach out to the community. It's been our heart that anything that's going to be of significance comes through prayer and fasting. So would you join us tonight, starting at 5 o'clock? Service starts at 6. And would you take a few moments where you sit, whether it's your car, your office, your break, your school, wherever you find yourself, and would you pray for the church at large that we would stand up and stand out and refuse to lay down and fit in? God bless you guys. You have a great day.